Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
They got rich and people died. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith in Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's really sad that Big Pharma and the government and the Biden administration, all that really pushed this whole COVID agenda. And the bottom line is they wanted money, right? And it was experimental shots, even that. And even the studies have been coming out showing the harm that these shots are continue to develop in people. And people have died as a result.
Yeah, virtually everyone knows someone who has become a victim. And it's not just of the COVID shots, but certainly of the COVID shots indeed. But it's also of other shots as well. Particularly, information is coming out thanks to RFK Jr. It's been out there for a long time, but he's shining a spotlight on it. And that is the issue with Big Pharma and the injuries associated with vaccines in general, and the COVID shots in particular.
Yeah, because whenever has any kind of shot like this, experimental shot, been pushed on the American public until COVID?
Right. And again, it's not just COVID. COVID is the most recent iteration of this, and it's the most egregious iteration of it. But it's also the lies that were perpetuated by the Big Pharma and government agencies. So surveys now show that virtually everyone knows someone who was injured by a vaccine in general or by the COVID shots in particular. Sadly, my own oldest dear sister developed lung cancer, or actually a turbo cancer, not lung cancer. She actually found herself with a lump on her breast. And as soon as she went to the doctor, it had already metastasized to her lymph nodes and her arm. And it rapidly spread, and she died a few months later.
I'm so sorry. She had taken the COVID shot.
Yeah, she unfortunately was the only one in my family that did it. She's my oldest sister. And she did it because people were suggesting you needed to do it. So she not only took the COVID shot, but she took a booster shot. Mm. Her husband also, of many, many years, she was married to him when she was very young. He also passed away in the same year, and he also took the booster shot. So both died in the same year. When I visited my sister, she had an amazing relationship with the Lord. She felt pressured, and she said that it was her opinion that it was the COVID shot that caused this rapid turbo cancer that took her life.
And then it was too late.
It was too late, unfortunately. And pharmaceutical companies, you know, they've raked in hundreds of billions of dollars knowing their products were killing people. They knew that with regards to COVID. But they have no risk of liability, and so therefore they only cared about the profits and not the people. Congress has now an opportunity to repeal those liability protections. Anyone who makes a product that causes injury should be held accountable. When the profits are not balanced by responsibility, people get hurt.
You know, you mentioned, I mean, throughout this whole COVID thing, Senator Ron Johnson was really, really good about calling these different hearings and bringing these credible doctors, Dr. Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough, people like that, to come and testify against this. And it looks like he's continuing to do that. And we've got two bills that are on the table, the End the Vaccine Carve-Out Act and the PrEP Repel Act, which would hopefully end this legal immunity for these shots.
Yeah, the End the Vaccine Carve-Out Act and the PrEP Repeal Act are two different acts. They focus on two different laws. One of them goes back to the 1980s, 1986, signed into law by President Ronald Reagan. What happened back in the 1980s is that Big Pharma was getting sued and threatened because they had made a vaccine that was causing injury. So their lobbyist went to Washington, D.C., and they asked the lobbyist to lobby the legislators to issue a statute that would actually protect vaccine makers from any legal liability. So in other words, they have no accountability at all, none. And that was presented. They would threaten back then, hey, if you don't sign this law, we're going to stop making vaccines. Oh, no, don't do that. We're going to give you legal immunity for any injury that comes out of a vaccine. So they did. And then the PrEP Act is another law that came into place, and it was designed for these national so-called emergencies, like what COVID supposedly was. And that also gave another layer of liability. So Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, any vaccine maker that was making these experimental shots, and we'll talk about this is COVID because those were clearly experimental. It was mRNA, never used before.
Still experimental.
Still experimental. It wasn't your typical dead or weakened virus. It was mRNA that messes with your DNA and creates spike proteins. Never been used before. Experimental. They put that on the market. They got funded by the government, hundreds of millions of dollars, which is amazing. I mean, if you think about it from a business proposition, you come up and you say, you know what, there's no other treatment available. There was. They lied. So therefore, we need to make this new quote-unquote vaccine. We're going to change the definition of vaccine to cover now this new idea of mRNA. We're going to create an experimental vaccine. We're going to have a truncated quote-unquote time of testing, which was very, very short. They had problems that occurred during their testing. They refused to give information to the general public, as well as the CDC and FDA hid that information, which they knew. And by the way, the federal government, you give us hundreds of millions of dollars, we'll go out and develop this. What a business proposition. And then they make this, and now everyone is in this frenzy, and now you got the mandates that come out. Everyone has to get this. And then when they have injuries or deaths, so what? They don't have any liability. What amazing business proposition. No wonder why these big pharma execs want to get into the vaccine making industry. It is a money maker of enormous, obscene portions with no liability downside.
It's unbelievable, you know, and as you mentioned before, I'm so grateful for Secretary Kennedy is also aware of this. And I believe that he is also, I believe the flu shot injured him, you know, why he has that neurological issue in his throat. I believe he was injured from that. I believe I read that or heard that somewhere. So, but he is very aware of what's going on too. And so he's making a difference in the health aspect of this.
Yeah, he's making a huge difference. So Senator Ron Johnson, as you mentioned, he exposed how the Biden administration detected a clear safety signal for ischemic strokes in seniors age 65 and older after the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 bivalent booster in November 2022. The vaccine safety data link identified a statistically significant safety signal, but the warning persisted across multiple surveillance systems, including VAERS, which is the CDC site, for almost 3 years. The administration under Biden's FDA and CDC issued zero formal health alerts. Instead, Biden's team issued a draft communications plan. This is what their MO was, that downplayed the seriousness of the safety signal. It changed a sentence that stated that the signal is moderately elevated to the signal is slightly elevated, and continued to push increased uptake of the booster for the same people ages 65 years and older.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, if someone did take the shot, it doesn't mean you're a bad person or whatever, you thought you were doing the right thing, I would really encourage you to get on a detox program right away because those spike proteins stay in your system.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of research that's come out. Amazingly, we prayed for God's guidance and direction. We have not had to retract or modify anything that we've said with regards to these issues. But it also includes other vaccines, the MMR and all these others that have caused injury, people that have suffered and are suffering from autism. So these two bills in the Vaccine Carve-Out and PrEP Repeal Act will end legal immunity for vaccine manufacturers, allow direct lawsuits, retroactively repeal the PREP Act and remove the statute of limitations. It will ultimately be a breath of fresh air, bringing accountability to Big Pharma and others, like they should have in everything that they make. For more information, go to our Liberty Council Action website, lcaction.org. That's lcaction.org. There you'll find more information, emails. You'll also find a way that you can sign a petition and that you can send faxes to members of Congress to get these bills passed.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.